Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wondering whether you need a better strategy or you need to develop your mindset to maybe get more confident, more successful in something? Well, today I'm going to talk about mindset and strategy and my approach to this that's really allowed me to build confidence and success in areas. And if you stay until the end, I've got an extra point for you then as well. Just before we jump in, I just want to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes and get a weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, where I'll keep you up to date with all the latest. Okay, so today's topic. I was looking at success in my life when I, because admittedly I'm a human being, there's been areas which have gone well and areas not so well. And what I've noticed, a pattern that I used to say is like, oh, nothing ever works out for me. And I hear people generalize that quite a lot, when actually that's just because we've not remembered the good times, because we trained our brain to look at all the negatives. Or maybe we've had, when we ask our brain a question, it will give us an answer. And the thing is, we're quite, I've noticed myself and other people who are not in the best, when they're not in the best state, not feeling so good about themselves in life, unconsciously asking the wrong questions, like, what's going to go wrong today? What's wrong with me? Why does everything go wrong? And your brain can only answer those questions. And those kind of questions ask, is it going to give it a negative? Now, when I ask myself, what am I doing amazing in? What is amazing in my life? My brain will come up with better answers. Now, the thing is, a lot of us are like, well, I've done this for a day and I don't feel super confident. No, it doesn't work like that, right? You know, there's a time delay. And if you've got a lifetime of bad habits, it's going to take you a while to form new ones, better questions, and consciously coming back to it. And like I say, this is just from my own experience and other people as well. Now, what is it? Is it like mindset? Is it a strategy for when I've got really successful in something? I believe we need both. Now, I actually believe it starts with mindset, yet the key you want is psychology. Now, what's the difference between mindset and psychology? So in summary, what I'm saying is I found when I've both applied strategy and mindset, I've got the best results. Yet the underlying thing behind the mindset is my psychology. Now, what is psychology? Psychology is purely, in a very simple terms, the thoughts, thoughts are just words and pictures go around in your head. It's very simple. Like, that's it, right? Let's not overcomplicate it. Now, it's not easy to change, of course, right? Else we'd have just gone, right, I'm going to feel super positive and amazing. Like right now, you click your fingers, right? No, but simply, that's what we got to do. Change the words and pictures in our head, consciously and subconsciously. And that's going to allow us to feel more confident going out there and become more successful in something. Yeah, I've also found when I'm successful, even when my thoughts aren't completely like, I'm amazing, feeling incredible, I can do this, I can do anything, I've had to apply some strategy to things as well before I've had that super confident feeling of a result. Now, I want to ask you this. If you're caught in the same loop of thinking things in a certain way, how's that helping you? Because if you're anything like me, that really frustrated me. The same mindset and not trying to change my strategy. Well, hopefully, after listening today, you'll have something to really go out there and make a difference, right? Okay. So here is like my, I'm going to give you 5 steps now on changing your psychology and therefore strategy. Okay. And it starts with mindset. And mindset is, I've got an attitude that I want to make a difference. I want to get successful in this. It's an intention, right? You've got to put an intention, which is your beginning mindset. I'm going to make this happen. Yet if you're like, got a good attitude, you're not working on these ongoing thoughts, it's only going to last so much, right? So the first thing in anything I've been successful in is look at what I want. Be very clear. It sounds simple. Again, a lot of times when I've done this wrong, I've not been clear, right? I remember being in my early 20s and I was like, I want to be like really healthy. Like, what on earth does that mean? Right. And yeah, it was kind of coming usually off heavy nights or partying, right? I want to be really healthy. I want to be ripped. Like, what does that even mean? It's like New Year. It's like, that's why New Year, new me's don't last. It's like, I'm going to be in shape. I'm going to be healthy this year. Like, what does that, that doesn't mean anything, right? You've got to be very specific in what you want. Like, I want better relationships with people. What does that mean? Like, I want more money. What does that mean? You've got to be very specific with what you want. So then you've got something to aim for. Okay. And that's the mindset to start off with. You can't apply to the strategy to something you've not got a clear target on. You can't start working that psychology if you don't know what you're moving towards, right? Okay. And then when you've got very clear, so maybe you want to make like £10,000 a month or $10,000 a month, you're specific. You want to lose so many pounds a month, or whatever you want to do, right? You want to meet a partner who's like a certain way. Amazing. Great. You've got it all down, right? Okay. The second one, what are your beliefs about having that? And be very honest with yourself, because usually they're not all positive. They're usually more dominantly negative if you've not got that figure already, right? So, like, for me, I've all my beliefs about podcasting, like, really support me. And I know that I go out there and I have to apply strategy and the way of thinking to grow my podcasting skills, right? I've got all beliefs supporting me now, and I apply a strategy as well. If I was like, I can do podcasting, but I didn't apply anything, right? I didn't make any, then I wouldn't be such a successful podcaster, right? Okay. So, right. So what are your beliefs about having something? And then just examine them. If it's about money, maybe you want more money, but your beliefs are saying you don't deserve it, or money's evil, or rich people are greedy, right? And usually childhood sort of things. We were talking about this on one of my group calls the other day that I'm part of. Or maybe you want to lose a certain amount of weight, but you got these beliefs that you're not someone who's in shape, you're unhealthy, you're not the kind of person who can lose it, right? So start examining those beliefs, write them down on paper. Okay, and then start asking yourself why the negative ones are false. Why are they false, right? Well, if you're like saying evil, like rich people are evil, for example, to the money, which is a very common, absolute rubbish belief, because there's so many generous, beautiful human beings out there with a lot of money who save and change lives, gives to charity. So obviously you can't generalize and say, we've got this ingrained in us, right? Or maybe it's like if you were told like you were greedy young when you were younger, you did something, maybe just in the spur of a moment, and then you've got that belief holding away. Ask yourself why these are false. Start writing this down on pen and paper. Why is it you're false? Like, you don't deserve to find someone to be with, right? Why is that false, right? Well, you were born in this world. You were good enough already. You came in this world, right? We could go a little bit into the battle to get here through, obviously, when you were born and then how you developed into a baby, obviously. But yeah, you got to this earth. You were good enough to be here. You know, it may not work with a certain person, but you're born worthy of love as you are, right? Why is it false, that belief? Why is it false you don't deserve to be in the shape you want to be? Are there people who have overcome massive like body challenges? Yes, there are. So you can do it as well. When you start listing why all these things are false, and it's going to have a little bit of resistance, of course, because you've got a certain way of thinking. But ask yourself why these negative beliefs are false. The fourth one, right? List some positives like you can think of about you moving towards something. What are some positive beliefs? And then ask yourself, the next step, why are they true? Why are they true? So start asking yourself, I have got some, I have got the right skills to develop making a lot of money. Yes, why is that true? Because there's not a shortage of information out there on the internet, right? Right. There's not a shortage of help out there, right? People make it, like, there's people out there who make like $10,000 within an hour, right? And that's like not a lot of money to them. So why can't you do it as well? right? So ask yourself, or maybe you overcome a challenge before. Start digging into your own personal examples as well. And look to others what's possible rather than what's than comparing yourself. So listen to positive beliefs and ask why they're true. And then we've done a little bit of work, right, with these beliefs, these thoughts, like looked at your psychology. Why are some of these negatives false? Why are these positive beliefs? What could they be? Why are they true? And then just it's a case of repeating, reading it very regularly, reminding yourself of these things. And then ask yourself, what's something you can do every day, no matter how small, even if it's 5 minutes, towards where you want to go? So this is combining the strategy and the psychology, because if you like, you do some, you know, you want to lose weight and you've had this real limiting belief that you're a person who's not in good shape, you're unhealthy, all these kind of things. And then you psych yourself up and then you look at the possibilities, look at times where maybe you have overcome the health challenge or you've seen someone come against the odds, you start working through these beliefs. And then you're like, okay, I feel good now. And you don't go out and exercise and eat well. Well, that's not going to work, is it? So there's strategy, obviously, that you need to do as well. Even if it's just going to the gym for like, I wouldn't say a minimum of five for this one, but yeah, even if it's going to the gym for 15 or 20 minutes, right? Going to the gym every single day or going for like a brisk walk to begin with. What's something you could do every day? If I was using a health example, I'd do something about like your food, your drink, and also the exercise side. Like personally, that's what I do. So what's something you can do every day? So I want to keep that super, super simple, and talking about how you can combine the right psychology and use the right strategy as well to ultimately create more confidence in yourself and results. Now, I've got an extra point for you as well. Just before I go on to that, I want to mention again that if you want to keep up to speed with all these podcasts, keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes and get a free weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click in the link below to sign up for our newsletter for absolutely free. Okay, my bonus point for you today that I really want to share is, and this is something that's really going to speed up your success that it has done for me, and that's coaching. Get yourself a coach. You can get yourself a coach or mentor. Now, I'm going to explain the difference between the two. A mentor is someone who is, and some these roles are combined for quite a lot of coaches, actually. A mentor is someone who's literally directly going to tell you what to do. They've got expertise in something. They're going to have more skill in that area than you. Like maybe it's business, maybe it's health, or something, right? Or maybe it's like learning music. And they're going to just tell you what to do, right? This is a strategy to follow. And they'll adopt it slightly to obviously your needs as well. Now, a coach is someone who's going to be a guide for you, like hold a mirror up to you, ask you the questions to dig out your own greatness from you. And like I say, quite a lot of coaches combine the mentoring. Now, if you've got someone like that with you, what that's going to allow you to do is actually dig out some of maybe those challenging psychology thoughts, right, that you weren't even aware of. And that's really going to speed up the process of having the right mindset because you're working on that psychology. And also, you've got someone to be accountable to, and then they're going to allow you to decide your own next steps forward. Now, if you're like really overwhelmed, you don't have a clue about a strategy and you really want to get good in something like a specific business, that's where a mentor's going to come in beautifully, because they're going to tell you the step-by-step and actually the strategy on what you can do, right? So that'd be my bonus point for you. It's changed my life. And sometimes people get a little bit nervous and they get very passionate about this point. And I know sometimes people get a little bit offended about this, but I'm only speaking the truth. A lot of people get a bit nervous about investing in the coach or mentor because they're like, well, it's a lot of money. Yet I also find the same people waste a lot of money on their credit cards, on shopping, on things they don't need, and things that don't help them, right? And there's also, you're not going to get time back, right? This has saved me years. Like I've learned stuff in months that would have taken me years, right? You can get money back, you can't get time back. So I'd really consider your financial creativity if you want to speed up this process and get a coach or mentor. That's not something I currently do. I may open up in the future. I used to. But yeah, that's what I'd strongly advise, finding a coach or mentor so you can develop both your mindset, i.e. Psychology, digging deeper, and the right strategy, so you can get results further faster and really build that confidence. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.